This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Now, does anybody have anything that is not radio friendly for the podcast today?
I have something.
Has anyone taken my key?
So why don't you just keep your pens in your locker?
Because that would make sense.
Yes. What is even... he has a mystery box.
So
Dave
basically,
does
ages ago on the show, Dave was giving out about people robbing his pens. This is before your time on the show.
Right.
A pen making company sent in a box, a safe of pens for Dave.
It was a literal, it's
so
a huge,
cute.
Genuinely metal safe.
Oh my God,
it weighs
know.
A ton.
I thought it was just a random box.
No,
had
no,
in
no.
It.
Someone,
it's a safe.
Some really kind company got in touch and sent it in. But there's a key. And then someone was messing around here and moved the key. The key can't be found, but it's full of pens.
That's
and there
so
is
lovely.
Joy, and they write very well.
Oh.
Codex is the name
on,
of the company
Codex.
Who are very kind. And now, what is your non-safe for radio talking
well, it's not.
Today,
it's we could talk about it on radio, but I just saw it and I thought, oh, maybe we'll talk about that on the pod. Hang on, let me get
I
it
I had
again.
A good bit for the pod.
Go on.
Oh, no, it was just like a one-liner. It was like, when Emma asks, is there anything not safe for radio that we can do on the pod? And I was going to go, how about that heroin last night?
Wow, very good.
Yeah, it was just a fun bit. I was just trying something.
Yeah. No, that's good.
I didn't have that. You had the
don't
crack.
Don't just try it.
Emma had the crack.
Maybe
I had the
just
heroin.
Just try it. Okay, Arrow. Very good. And I was off because I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant.
So we could talk about this on the show, but I feel like you're going to be pissed off about it. Urgent,
me?
Yeah. Urgent warning issued to parents who cover their children's faces with
I
emojis and photos. Apparently, like advanced AI can remove the emojis from images and like find your baby underneath
there's
that heart
thing,
emoji.
There's only one thing weirder than covering your child's face with an emoji, and that's removing someone else's child's face.
I know. So maybe if you put a heart emoji over your child's face, the AI bots
that's
or whoever
no,
dark people are on the internet are like, well, now I really want to
no
see
chance,
that baby.
There's no way of that.
Yeah, how could they know what
they
it looks like?
Couldn't possibly. It's just guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Experts are saying that emoji, yeah.
Are you going to put your child on social media, Fiona?
I don't.
She
think
won't
I will.
Even say what the gender is.
I know. Is that stupid?
I think it is stupid, but I also think that you're totally in your right to do whatever you want.
I just feel
so like if you were going to tell us everything but the color of the child's new socks, I'd be like, that is stupid. But it's
but you
totally
guys,
right.
You know what the gender is like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like.
But I was just listening to you talking bollocks. I was like, just say it. The big thing for me is you're pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
No one cares.
I don't know. I know. I know.
Options.
No one cares. It's 6'7". Well, six, no one can see. Dave just did
apart
six,
from
seven
the they/thems, of course.
Of course. I think I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, now I feel embarrassed. But
no, but as I said, you're more than listen. There's so many things that I do that I am quirky about that people are like, what the fuck is wrong with him? But it's just the way I think. I personally would be like, oh, I'd just say if it was a boy or girl because like, why does that matter? But I'm also
it doesn't
like,
matter is like, the thing.
But I was just like, for me, I'd be like,
what happened? I'm talking bollocks.
She was talking. Calvin was saying, does Emma and Dave know the gender? And we said, she said, yeah, but she hasn't said it.
He was like, do you know what you're having? And I was like, yeah, but I haven't said it on the show yet. But I have said it like doing stand up and stuff.
Okay. Oh, right. So it's
so your stand up audience gets to hear, but your fully charged audience doesn't get to hear.
See the regret as soon as she said that sentence.
Well,
she
you guys have said I did it at the spin stand up. No, I know you weren't there, and you were probably just getting ready for it to go. But I said that night.
Gas.
Now I'm like, just say it, but now I can't.
No, but it's really no. I don't want you to say it because that seems like I'm forcing you. And
no, you're not though. But I say it to everyone who asks.
Right,
but I just haven't said it on the show. I don't know why.
The audience is so large. It's
no, but you do know why. So this is what I just find interesting. Fiona's reason for not saying what the gender is because she wants to keep some things personal and private. And I was like, that's absolutely A1, and it's so within your right to do that. I just think it's a weird line, a weird place to draw the line.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like the weird place, the line would be you don't mention the pregnancy at all.
Yeah, but that'd be weird because then I'd be like, I'm off. And then I'd have a bump. I was going to.
It's like winning the lotto and telling everyone you've won the lotto, but not where you picked up the lotto winnings.
Ooh, yes.
Or not where you won the lotto, not where you bought the lottery ticket.
Look, you'll know
Guys,
very
this
soon.
Be a link.
Yeah, well, they'll know very soon. Like the baby's coming. quite soon. So
yeah, but you're going to call it like a Sam or an Alex or some sort of gender neutral name.
I'll call it Blob.
I initially asked, will you post your child on social media?
Oh, I think I don't think I'll do the emoji thing, but I don't think I'll post the child's face.
So you're going to do the behind them?
Yeah, be like, oh, like the child running in the...
See, I don't know if it's like a weird... Like, I don't know if this is weird to say, but I also hate that. I'm just like... I don't know.
Yeah.
I whenever like I see some celebs do like the back of the back of their child's head or whatever, and I'm like, huh, why'd you post that?
I know, it's like no one cares. But if I was on private, I'd probably share it.
But I say all this, right?
Yeah.
But if you were a dad,
if I was a dad,
you'd be like, I would be insufferable. Face there.
I would be insufferable.
It's creepy out there.
I'm completely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's weird out there.
But it's like for me, it's like. I'm looking at my friends that I used to be friends with in Drogheda like 20 years ago who I still follow on Instagram, and they have kids now, and they're on private and they have 60 followers and I'm one of them, and I'm like, you don't have to put an emoji over your thing, you're on private.
Exactly. I think if you're on private it's grand, but if you're on public I don't want anyone coming up to the kid being like, do you know that ad? That's like
that's such a creepy ad.
It's really good though.
Really good.
But like being like, oh, I saw, like, hope your dad picks you up from football on time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very good. It's really it's powerful. Good.
It's impactful.
It's powerful.
This is the longest podcast.
It is
ever,
long.
And I feel I haven't come across well.
And Fiona's having a baby.
A baby. Let's
go. Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are we?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Welcome.
One down, 51 to go.
All right.
Class.
That's the attitude we need.
Not too long left until retirement, people. Only about 30 bloody years.
You know who I'd say is very happy to keep on going and not retire anytime soon? I was half watching last night that new Mr. Beast. You know, on YouTube, he did this big show where it was Squid Games-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I think.
The Beast Games, yeah.
Is that what it's called, yeah?
Okay.
I was half watching. He's a bit irritating, isn't he?
Yeah, he
very
is.
Very shouty and roary. Jack's obsessed with this.
Right.
Because he watched the last one with his dad.
Oh, is the new one out?
It's out, Jack.
Okay.
This so, is like, not my corner of the internet at all.
I would watch Mr. Beast all the time, like up until about 2 years ago when I was like, okay, this is for kids.
Okay, okay.
Because as Emma said, he does shout, and it's very much to keep kids' attention on the video. He's actually really, really good at it. That's why his views are so incredibly high. But you're watching like anything that he does, and there's about a million cuts in a 5 minute scene
to like keep the kids video,
to keep
the
them because everyone has ADHD now because of TikTok, and you could just scroll.
So that's terrible for the kids now. Terrible. They can't even focus for a minute.
But the is it Beast Games, Dave? Yeah. So it's mock a kind of Squid Games without the violence,
the
and stuff,
the death. Yeah.
And he did the Squid Games as well, by the way.
Okay, grand. I didn't know, but anyway, this new one, from what I saw of it, just the amount of money he has to splash out.
It's on Prime
crazy.
Or something.
On like big.
It's on YouTube as well, though.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Like on these big like sets and challenges and stuff.
Yeah, but you're looking at like a cash pot of 5 mil, or like, do you want to take 100 grand and leave now, or play for 5 mil? So like, so many people. I was trying to work out what the budget could possibly be for it. You know what I mean? And Jack was like, from YouTube, and I was like, yeah, like the world of YouTube. He must be one of the biggest.
He is the biggest.
He's the biggest YouTuber
in the
YouTuber
world.
In the world. From making kids stuff mainly.
Well, making just videos about like, so basically what his whole philosophy is, whatever money he makes from YouTube, he puts into YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So he himself would always say that he has no money. He is broke. He absolutely hasn't a pittance. But he would say that every bit of money he does make, he'll put into his next video. So he's done mad things. Like he's given away like millions.
Yeah.
Absolute millions. Right. He gives away Teslas. He's giving away Lamborghinis. Like this is what he does.
Does he have a family or a partner?
He does. He has a partner. He has a girlfriend.
I'm sure.
He,
oh my god! I'd be like, hold back a bit of cash. Yeah. Maybe one less Lamborghini.
Yeah. Emma,
Dave, and Fiona are on stage. After 7:30 this morning, I'm nervous and excited. We have a new game to demo with you on the show.
Oh, very exciting! Can't
new
wait.
New things.
For
for now, though.
It's Emma's game. That's why she's really excited about it.
Of course.
And she should be. She we should played be. It.
It's really good.
It's a good one.
It's really good. For now, though, I thought we'd get the juices flowing for a Friday.
Okay. Yes.
Obviously, now is the new year. It's 2026. We're 9 days into it, I want to say.
Yeah.
And over the week, we've been doing like things from 2016, like... Monday, Emma, you were talking about
songs that were turning
10 years old this year. Fiona, you were on Wednesday talking about kind of like cultural moments that happened 10 years ago and were they 10 years old or not. Well, I bring you for a Friday some 2016 movies.
Nice.
That's okay. A nice round off to the week.
So I'm going to ask you, do you think that this movie was in 2016 or was it a different year? Mm. Maybe it was 1995.
Well, if it is, that's not great.
Yeah,
well,
fair enough.
It'll still be lost on me. Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, that was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
2016 had some fantastic movies. So let's go through them. Captain America Civil War. Was that in 2016 or was it not?
Fiona, you are on
Captain
your
America
own.
Like, Civil War was an Avengers-esque kind of movie where Captain America, like him and whoever he agreed on his side, fought kind of Iron Man and whoever agreed with Iron Man.
They're not all ones like this, are they? I'll go mad. Okay, this is from 2016.
This is from 2016.
All right.
What do we do, Cap? We fight.
This is gonna end well.
They're not stopping.
Neither are we.
So you'll notice that there is Iron Man, there's Captain America, there's Spider-Man, there's the Scarlet Witch, there's Hawkeye, there's everybody
they
in this
come
movie.
Together.
They're all come together for a civil war.
These are these ones that the actors have to sign off on in advance and not see the script because it's terrible.
I will not have this said about Avengers movies pre-Endgame.
Okay.
They are perfect.
Right.
In every single way.
But it's mad when you just don't know about a world at all.
Yeah, I'm having to click.
People are so passionate.
Let's go number two. Big Hero 6. Is Big Hero 6 in 2016?
It's more of the same.
Big
What's
Hero 6?
Big Hero 6, that's superhero as well.
It's animated movie. It's animated superhero, but it's set in an alternate universe where Tokyo and
this.
San Francisco are the same place.
Completely not.
San Fran Tokyo.
I'm going to say yes, it was 2016.
It was not. It was 2014. Silly Billies.
Oh my God, how could I do that?
Right, fine. Let's go a little bit more girly pop, shall we?
No, it's not girly pop. It's just not that.
Big Hero 6 was one of the biggest movies in the world the last 10 years. It's absolutely massive. And I will not have this.
You just said it was 2014.
It was 2014.
But at the time, it was a big movie. Brand. Cool. We're not into it, Fiona, so we're not cool.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
the remake.
The remake. Yeah, well, not the 1940s
one. I feel like I know this one. It was definitely
Angela
in the
70s. You're looking well.
The one where Emma Watson. Do you remember it was
been 2016?
Around that time when people were really recreating movies.
They were kind of just starting it and now it's all we do.
But was it 2016?
I'm going to say it was.
Really? I feel like it could be 2015. Oh, I'm going to say no.
Interesting, yeah. Fiona. That's very specific memory.
I know, I could be wrong though.
Okay.
It is 2017.
Oh, we're
okay.
Close.
Yeah,
okay.
Not there.
Fair,
not
I'll take
there.
That one on the chin. That's
I was
okay.
Right about saying it wasn't that though.
So I'm getting the vibe that you guys love superhero movies.
Oh my God, so
yeah.
Much.
Yeah, well done for picking up on that.
Deadpool. Was that in 2016?
Oh, I did see that.
I liked that.
I did see that.
Or was it not?
2016, where was I in the world? Because I remember watching this film when I was in Waterford and I was living there and I was working there. Was I out of there by then? I'm going to say, God, but you haven't had one in a while. Maybe it is, but I feel like it might be before then.
Right, interesting.
But I'll go with 2016.
I'm going to go with it was a little later.
It was 2016.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so
you're going to do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Superhero landing. Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it.
I love that. That was a superhero movie.
It was such a good
one.
How about this one? Huge movie. Still is today. Was it 2016 or not? Interstellar.
Fiona's on her own here now.
You've never seen Interstellar?
Nah.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've never seen it, but I know people love it. I'm going to say it was 2016.
It wasn't. It was 2014.
Oh, goddamn.
You don't like the animated movies I'm getting from the vibe of the two of you either. How about Wreck-It?
Just have them on to jump in.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. That sounds fun.
I'm
going to
wreck it.
Yeah, 2016.
I'm going to say a bit older.
It is a bit older. It's 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's quite old. How about Finding Dory?
Oh!
The sequel to Finding Nemo.
I love
Nemo.
How we get excited about
yeah.
this. Finding Dory feels like it was way earlier.
Not Did as good as Finding Nemo.
Well, it's the sequel. I feel like 2016 could have been a big year for sequels and that kind of thing.
Interesting.
Long. I'd like to remember when the first one was out, though.
That would have been like 2012 Dory, or 2013 actually, or something. I'd say yes, 2016.
2016 is correct!
How about that rhyme we learned? We see the undertow and we say,
let's go.
No, no. It's heck no!
All right, and lastly, this isn't really for me. I've never seen them, but I just thought I'd stick it on the list.
Are you very good?
Stick her on.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Oh.
Was it 2016 or not?
I hate the selection you've done. I'm going to say it was 2016.
2016.
I'm going to say it wasn't.
It is 2016.
Your Highness, the transmission we received. What is it they've sent us?
Hope.
You were such a nerd.
Yeah, I like a little bit, but again, I'm not massively into Star Wars. So yeah, it's Captain America, Rogue One, Finding Dory, Zootopia, The Jungle Book, The Secret Life of Pets, Batman and Superman. It was a really time for superhero movies. Yeah. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Deadpool, Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, Moana, Sing. These all kind of go on, but they are all 2016.
So good. I remember going to see Suicide Squad in 2016.
I never saw
date,
it,
and it was the most bored thing in my whole life. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. How are we?
Hi. How are you?
Don't forget
doing?
After 8 o'clock this morning, you're final chance to get yourself top of the leaderboard and win yourself just in time for the weekend a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. If you want to register to play, of course you can. Just message us the word tricky now. Our number is 087 711 1038.
Swooping in on a Friday and winning it all is so chic.
Yeah,
just being like, yeah, I sat home. I sat and like sat quietly for the whole thing and then I just swooped in. Hmm. I love that for you, potentially, who might win today. For now though, this is a thought that came to me the other day. I was walking to the bus after work and there was this couple and they were like walking to wherever they were going and they stopped in their tracks because someone was like taking a picture of a Dublin landmark, not even one of the big ones. Now I won't like name it out in case people are like, that's my favourite Dublin landmark, but just like it was like, it's like a shop front basically. Someone was like taking a picture of it.
Beaulieu's.
And no really random.
Well, we're all just trying to guess it. You should have just told
you
us
just
like why, because now we're all distracted. Now it's all we can think of.
Okay, it was like it's like a shop that's on the corner of like across the road
Temple
from
Bar.
Central Bank, kind of like it's like a shop there,
the bank,
like where Tesco. where Butler's is, kind of. I think there's like a shop
where
there.
Butler's is across from
something.
Central Bank.
No, sorry. Do you know the actual bank that's beside Central
Bank? Yeah, the bank.
Like actual Bank of Ireland. And then across the road, there's like a Spar. And then there's like a maybe shop that sells
Carol's.
Sort of Irishy stuff. It's not Carol's itself. But anyway, there was people taking a picture of this. And a couple stopped in their tracks so they could take the picture. And I was like, they're not even taking a picture of anything good. And I was like, this is actually a really high traffic area. So I think we should keep walking through. But I obviously stopped as well then. Because I was like, okay. Like they weren't even, one of them wasn't even in front of it.
Yeah.
Like they were just taking a picture of the shop. And I was like, guys, this is a crap shop. You should go on to Grafton Street and see what's down there. Mm. Take a picture of M&S. You know, and it just kind of got me thinking of like signs, and I know this is probably something that's been talked about a lot, but like signs that you're way too polite.
Yeah.
Like it's like live your life, walk in front of the crap shop that they're taking a picture of. So obviously that is one. I feel like there's measure, like if it's a posed family picture and you can tell that it's taken a bit of effort to get everyone together and they're doing a picture under like the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we have one shot to get this because there's a baby about to cry or whatever, like, yeah, don't walk in front of that, just let them do it. But if they're taking a picture of something random, it's grand. Look, we've got to go. It's a city. It's
if I see a camera, I will refuse to walk past it.
No way, I was surprised with that.
No, thank you.
Because I'm more like, I don't want to be on someone's mantelpiece.
You've charitable mantelpiece.
I always wonder how many mantelpieces am I on.
Yeah. But
do you know what I mean? Like in the background.
Just my hair flicking past.
Yeah,
like, yeah, true. But I mean, in the day of the iPhone, everyone's like, I took loads. So it's like you're likely not going to, they're not going to use the one that you're in. But anyway, okay, so if you stop and the picture looks not that good, I think you're too polite. Obviously this one, if you thank ChatGPT, like, why
yeah, don't
you
do that. You're
that
you're wasting energy. You're wasting a bottle
you're
of water by saying thanks.
It's like you're like taking a 2 liter bottle of water and just like pouring it all over your face and not even getting any into your mouth.
That can be quite refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
It's like taking a 2 liter bottle of water and putting it down the drain.
Putting it down the drain. So
I sometimes wonder when it comes to ChatGPT, though, if robots do take over and, like, you know, manage our lives, at least they know I was polite to them.
I know that's what everyone's afraid of.
Sometimes I say TY.
But when we're all up, when we're all in a lineup bowing down to our robot overlords, are they going to be like Emma Nolan? She said thanks when she asked for a chicken tray bake recipe. Get her right. Grant. Obviously you apologise when someone bumps into you. I do this all the time. Like if they're the reason that the conflict happened and you say sorry.
Yeah.
The next one I have is just thanks pennies. Like if you can't accept a compliment, yeah, you have to be like, thanks pennies. It's actually, oh my God, this is disgusting. It's 18 years old and it's actually, there's a hole in it and you want it. I'll take it off.
There's a new one now where you go, thanks vintage.
Thanks vintage.
It's a little bit smug.
It's smug because you're like, I'm secondhand. Actually sustainable. Mm-hmm. I'm better than you thanks, and I'm vintage. Saving the earth.
But it's also like trying to be a little bit like, I didn't buy this brand new or anything.
Oh God, yeah, no, I could never afford something like that. Well, that's just being humble and cool. And then you over-explain in like a restaurant or a cafe because you want to show that like you used to work in a job like that, so you know, like you understand like the struggle that they're going through. So say if someone comes over and is like, oh, have you ordered yet? And you're like, I'm actually just waiting for one of your colleagues to get back because they're checking like the carrot and coriander soup for me if I'm allergic to coriander. So they were seeing if they could do it without the coriander or if it's already been mixed in. But anyway, how are you? Did you get a chance to rest over the Christmas, or were you working the whole time?
Like, when's
Christmas,
your break?
When's your break? Do you get the tips? Do they go directly to you?
It's good to get an insight into your brain, because when people bump into me and go sorry, or even if I bump into someone and they go sorry, yeah, I'll always just be like, it's grand, just don't let it happen again.
That's a power move.
A real power.
I feel like you're after getting less. Your patience is definitely withering with your pregnancy.
Oh, probably.
Because I would have said Fiona Frawley, you'd be like, oh my God, guys, absolutely get your lovely photo of the crap shop. I'll stay for as long as you need.
I think it was the landmark in particular that I was like, why are you getting this? Actually, speaking of what I've been doing in pregnancy, I sat in the like priority seat yesterday, like for pregnant people or people who can't stand as long or who are as old. I was like, do you know what? I'm sitting there. And then I was like, oh my God, have the jacket open. Just in case anyone thinks.
What was it like sitting up there?
It was unreal. It's such the priority area. I was like, I'm so special.
Did anyone
but I was like, I could go at any minute.
Kingfisher and Hold Me Down. This is Spin. Good morning. Don't forget 20 past 8. This morning, Dave's favourite part of the week. Dave ranks on the way, ranking some of his favourite very niche things for now, though. We're starting something brand new on the show. Well, I say starting. We're demoing something on the show this morning and we'll see how it goes. We'd love you to get involved in this in the future. But for now, just give yourself an idea of how the game works by listening to how Dave and Fiona get on this morning.
Hey, Justin, sit back and enjoy.
This is a music game, okay? It's kind of a lyric game with a twist. Not your typical lyric game. It's just, it's kind of asked all a little bit differently.
It's called the Golden Ticket.
Dave and Fiona are head to head this morning and you'll take it one by one to get through. You're going to have to identify lyrics from three songs in total each. And the final song you'll both hear from today will be a classic song. Okay. Ooh. Others are from the current or the last couple of years.
Modern.
So Dave, you are up first.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to go in round one?
I'm ready. I'm not great at this, but I think I'll be all right.
I think you'll be okay.
This is the first one, so I imagine it's going to be quite easy.
No hints or clues from anyone. Dave, in Taylor Swift's song, The Fate of Ophelia, where does she want you to keep it 100?
Keep it 100 on the land, the sea, the sky.
Keep it 100 on the land, the sea, the sky. Are you locking that in?
Yeah. Good question.
Sorry, even watching someone play that is so exciting. I was like, he did it.
I love this
Lil
game.
Lil Bella did it.
It's so hard. Like, it's real. Like, you're real on the spot.
Yeah, no, you are. When that counter hits in, oh my God.
A point in the back of the net for Dave. Fiona, that's we're okay. Moving over to you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
In Ray's song, Where Is My Husband, what time is she unzipping her dress at?
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know. Not at all. Midnight? I don't know. 7 p.m. I actually do not know.
I haven't a clue.
What?
Unzipping her dress.
No idea?
No. Midnight or 7 p.m.
Let's check.
I've never even heard that lyric. God. That's insane.
Okay.
You hate me.
You and Dave have been rapping that song since it came out. I thought you'd be fairly
rapping the other bit. I thought you were going to say in Where Is My Husband by Ray, what would she like? That would be more appropriate.
All right, we're into round two. David Hammond. In Miley Cyrus's song Flowers, what colour does she paint her nails?
I can paint my nails, I can buy my own flowers. Is it purple? I don't know why purple is coming to my head, but is it purple?
Let's check if you're right.
Cherry red.
Oh. Unlucky. And do you know what's worse? You're wearing a cherry red hoodie today. That is a sickener.
Damn
it's very hard because that song, you need to get the song into your head first.
Yeah.
Maybe, again, this is a demo. Maybe for the future, we need to give a little bit more time on that timer.
I honestly could have had every minute under the sun. I wouldn't. Okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's if you know it, you know
it's
it.
It's like the chorus as well. The chorus is a lot easier to get than just like a random moment. Mm.
Well, that's the nature of the game, isn't it?
That's the
beauty. Do we stick to the choruses in future? Mm. We'll have to wait and see. Okay,
especially
Fiona,
for round one, anyway.
Over to you. I think you'll be fine.
Oh God.
With this one. In Chapel Roan's song, Pink Pony Club, what city is calling her?
Santa Monica.
Locking that in, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said
Santa Monica.
Very good.
Okay. Beautifully good.
I would have said Saskatchewan.
Well, she does mention that in another song.
I'm moving to, but in this one, it's calling me Santa Monica.
Yes,
okay,
very good.
We're into our classic track round.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Okay, David Hammond. In Chainsmokers and Halsey's song Closer, where on the
Boulder.
Body...
oh, sorry, wait, no, go on.
Where on the body is the tattoo they want you to kiss?
Ooh. Tattoo on the kiss. I'd imagine it's on the lower back, Emma.
Locking that in.
Locking that in there, Emma. The lower back.
Damn it!
Oh no!
Like the tattoo on your shoulder.
Like the tattoo on your lower back. Oh, that would have been a better song.
Crap.
Fiona, you could take the win here.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Your classic song is Sia's Cheap Thrills.
Oh.
What day of the week does she paint her nails and put her high heels on?
Friday night.
Oh, God.
No.
Listen.
Oh, it's a draw.
It's a draw.
That, I don't like that. You should have had like a kind of a lightning round or some sort of last minute.
Oh, my God.
Let's do a last minute round, okay?
And I petition all these artists to change their lyrics. It's Friday night and I want to
get the tattoo on that lower back.
Guys.
Yes.
Final round.
Okay.
First answer. Callum, help me adjudicate this.
Oh, my God.
Let's go for this one. In Sam Smith's song Unholy.
Oh.
Where is Daddy getting hot?
At the body shop.
Yeah. Damn it!
Let's check.
Yeah! Fuming. I'm fuming.
I was only in the body shop last
night. That is a crap game. I hate that.
Taking the win instead. It's Fiona Ferrari.
Oh my God. Some of them were hard.
They were typical.
Will we do it again?
Yes.
Definitely.
I love it. Nice. Right now, David Guetta, Teddy Swims, Tones and I. This is Gone, Gone, Gone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Can you have Apple TV?
No, not anymore. I had phases.
Yeah, I had it for when Severance was on, but I don't have it.
Every time I watch something on that, I'm like, damn it, that's good.
Really?
I started watching something called The Studio.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that?
I've heard of it.
Seth Rogen, and he basically becomes the leader of like a really, really big studio in Hollywood where they make movies and he has to... But the cast in it is absolutely insane. Like, they have all these celebrities just kind of playing themselves as well.
Okay.
Like, Martin Scorsese is in it as like just a character.
Sorry.
Who plays Martin Scorsese?
I was saying I've heard about this, but I think I heard you talking about this.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I heard a colleague. But yeah, it was you.
It was me. It's so good. And I was just like, what else is on Apple TV? And I was, this sounds like an ad for Apple TV.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's, although there's not a lot of stuff on it, and I think only like 100 people are subscribed to Apple TV, there's such good stuff on it. You've had Ted Lasso, you have Severance, you have The Morning Show.
Mm.
There's other shows that I watched, like Trying, which was really, really good. Like, there's so much quality on it that I'm like, why is not everyone on this? They don't do any marketing for their shows at all.
Completely, I've downgraded. I'm like, just Netflix now for a while and see how we go. Because it's the most uploady of new shows.
It's like,
you could have Apple TV and you could be sitting there going, oh, I've seen that.
I just, it sounds like an ad. Hashtag ad. Apple, please pay me. Spin. 1038.
Dublin. On it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it. Let's go.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome Hi. To the weekend and stand by because Dave ranks on the way in a few minutes' time.
Woohoo! Everyone's favourite part of the week. My taking to the bed plan this week has this not been going well.
I love it.
The two girls, Fiona and Emma, have both been like, oh, I think I'll take to the bed. I'm like, no, let's just have to stop
it's
saying
that. It's a great
expression.
It's a good plan. No, we do other stuff, but
you
it's
can't
just...
take to the bed unless you're 94.
Well, I feel like that sometimes.
She's and pregnant and I'm pregnant. Just like, my friend's pregnant. I'm taking to the bed too.
Yeah, you've sympathetic pregnancy. But I think the two came together in not a good way yesterday because at 2 o'clock I had like it was like an online class but it was like a physiotherapy for like birth class.
That makes sense. Here, yeah. Come and let's do physio on a screen.
I know. It was kind of, it was like, it was tips for labour and for afterwards and stuff. And like, there was obviously loads of like expectant mothers on the Zoom, mics off, camera off. So I was like, grand, I'll do this from bed. And I fell asleep for the whole thing.
No.
No way.
And I would like wake up at intervals and it would be like, you'll dilate to the size of a bagel. And I'd be like, oh, go back to sleep. And, or like really helpful advice about like how to breathe, how to push and stuff. At one time, like Dwayne came in and he was like, are you doing your physio? And I was like, yeah. Like drool, like coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I'm really busy here.
I was like, I'm learning. I've been getting a workout. But yeah, I'm going to need to rejoin that class again next week.
Surely there's something you can watch on YouTube about that.
Well, I'll fall asleep for that as well.
Well, like, that's true.
Someone needs to like... pin me up
do
against the wall
of your okay we are now
is it not like the
5 centimeters
no.
dilated breath go on give me an
it's more like it's
oh
like
my
not
god
good. You're,
you gotta
it's
turn like into a vuvuzela
yeah.
You have to make noisy breaths.
Well, like you'll be like, they kind of sounded like yoga breaths to me more.
So you're saying if we go down to the coom right now, it sounds like an orchestra.
I'd say so.
Oh,
yeah, pitch perfect.
Okay. And I don't mean this in an offensive way about how they look, but that sound like the whale choir.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say that sounds like where the baby comes out, like the like it's shaped by. Anyway, sorry about that. What I said there, I thought you were saying.
I understand
what
now.
Shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, need to do the class again. Thanks.
We should. Can someone come in and teach her how to breathe?
Oh, I don't want to see that.
I do. Tricky. Been playing this all week, and Ruth currently top of the leaderboards. The score to beat at the moment is 7. Luke is trying to take that offer today. Any plans for your January weekend, Luke?
I have a match, and that's about it. Yeah, just chill out.
Do you know what? This is kind of the energy I need on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Just chill me out.
Do like
exactly.
It. All right.
Just a match.
Well, Luke, you're on to play the Tricky 10 and knock off Ruth to the top of that leaderboard with a score of 7 so that her and her lovely family don't get that snooty. And I respect that. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. Will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer as well, so be careful of what you say. But if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess anyway. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win that brand new Fuzzy Charged snooty to get cozy this winter, as I said. If you knock off Ruth, then you will win that Fuzzy Charged snooty. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Emma's going to ask your questions, Luke. The very best of luck.
Good luck, Luke.
Let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A rainbow is traditionally made of how many colours?
5.
How many teams play in the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals?
8.
What was the name of One Direction's 4th studio album? Give it a guess.
No idea.
A tricycle has how many wheels?
Sorry?
A tricycle has how many wheels?
3.
Will Smith starred in the 1993 film What Degrees of Separation?
70.
The province of Ulster consists of how many counties?
8.
What is the perfect score from one judge on Dancing with the Stars?
10.
During COVID, how many metres social distancing was recommended?
2.
Swedish House Mafia released a single in 2010 called What Number?
4.
There's your time, Luke. There's your time. How do you think you did?
Not great, to be honest.
All right, now, let's have a look at how you got on, Luke.
0, 1,
2, 3, 4 Ooh, okay, a score of 4. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
We only got through 9 questions.
Yeah, you didn't get to the last one, so 4 is not too bad at all. I'll go through a couple of the ones that caught you out today, Luke. A rainbow is traditionally made up of how many colours? You said 5. The answer was 7.
Let's do the rhyme.
Oh.
Richard of York gave battle in vain.
I was going to say, ring out your great bells in victory.
Oh, never heard of that one.
We had a song. It was like, it was red. Oh no, that's Joseph's technical. Sorry about that,
Such
Luke.
A
I'm having an existential crisis here. Okay, what was the name of One Direction's 4th studio album? Now, Emma did say, give it a guess. And
fourth studio album, it was four.
You said you have no clue, which is fair enough. You're not a boy band person. We don't judge you for that, Luke. Will Smith starred in the 1993 film What Degrees of Separation? I am delighted and honoured to say you are 2026's first member of the Hall of Fame. Answer, you said 70 in the tricky 10, which we love. The answer was 6. The province of Ulster consists of how many counties? You said 8. You're very close. The answer is 9. Swedish House Mafia released a single in 2010 titled What Number? You said 4. The answer was 1. And all the rest of them, you did great.
I would like kind of to put into the Hall of Fame as well the term no idea.
No idea. Yeah. Can we add that in, please? Okay, so you're a double Hall of Famer, Luke.
Nice
one,
Luke.
Very, very impressive.
Poor Luke, leave him alone. Best luck with your match over the weekend, and thanks for giving it a crack, Luke.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Good
thanks
luck, Luke.
So much,
bye.
Luke. Bye bye.
So that means Ruth has gone and won the study.
Woohoo!
Great.
In the car.
They are.
Yeah, you topped the leaderboard. You're all going to fit in there. It's going to be a January miracle.
One snooty between all 17 of you. Congratulations.
It'll be a cozy weekend with not much personal space.
Love it.
Enjoy it, Ruth, and happy weekend.
Thank you.
Well done, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
They're so cute.
No, they're adorable, aren't they?
Hey, what's that sound?
Is that you scratching off the leaderboard?
Well, it was wiping.
Wiping.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Not scratching, of course.
It was wiping. It probably wasn't a good wiping sound. Maybe it was more
scratchy.
Maybe
you need to get a new rubber, or a fresh cloth.
Stop using that on a blackboard. There we go. That's
you
me wiping.
Need to spray that. Spray it. You're doing it wrong. You shouldn't need spray. Just a clean wipe.
I've just wiped the leaderboard, metaphorically, if you will.
Of course.
And so now it's empty. And so now you could come on a Monday and top the leaderboard.
Yes,
because Ruth is old news.
Mm-hmm. Poor Ruth.
Yeah.
I'm delighted.
As of 30 seconds ago, Ruth is old news. It's now time to talk about you. Are you going to top the leaderboard? All you got to do is message us the word tricky on a WhatsApp 2087 711 1038.
Come on and play on Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's 2026 and it's time for the very first one of these. In 2025, I started this thing where I started ranking from 5 to 1 my favourite very niche things. I've done things like lines from Titanic. I've done things like lines from Fran in Love Hate or transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes or 2.5 Men scenes. 2025 was the birth of Dave Ranks and 2026 I shall continue it.
Woohoo!
Welcome to the very first Dave Ranks. The sounds of different games in Wii Sports.
Oh, very good.
All right. Are we all familiar with Wii Sports?
Yes.
Yes, it was but I never game. Played.
You never played Wii Sports?
No, I was morbidly obese.
It was fantastic.
As they would tell me.
It was the game. No, that was Wii Fit.
Oh,
you're thinking
sorry.
Of. Wii
sorry.
Sports was the game that came with the Nintendo Wii. And they would just thought, this is going to be simple. And it turned out to be an absolute cult classic.
Okay.
Almost, you know what I mean? It's so, so good. It's one of those games where you really put in a lot of effort and then you realise, I could do this while sitting on the couch. So we start from 5 to 1. A lot of these sounds will sound familiar to you. Some of them kind of crap because they have like crowd noises and things or some of them might be just a little bit boring. Like 5th place for me. In 5th place for Dave Ranks, the sounds of different games in Wii Sports, it's bowling.
Nobody claps like that at bowling.
No.
Nice throw.
And also, bowling not typically played underwater, which it sounds like that game was. Interesting.
The games did come out like 2006 or something.
Right.
So I'd imagine they probably all are going to sound like that.
Okay.
In fourth place, for Dave ranks the sounds of different games in Wii Sports, we go to quite a crowd-heavy baseball.
Lovely. Take me out to the ball
Take game. Me out to the ball game.
Feel like I'm there.
Yeah, that was...
What was the...
Baseball.
Was like something was taken off. Is that the ball flying?
Have a guess. Have a guess there now.
Is it meant to be the ball
baseball
flying?
Baseball now. Have a thing.
If, what would the sound something
taken
be?
Off.
As in, it's not a realistic sound because it's not actually how a baseball would sound, but it's a game, so entiendo todo.
Very good, Emma. Very good.
Listen to it again there.
So that would be the baseball then, would it? Would be gamer myself now.
That's a guy.
That would be the ball.
That's a guy just throwing a hot dog. All right, we move on to the top three for Dave Ranks, the sounds of different games in Wii Sports, and it is, of course, boxing.
Exactly how it sounded.
Now, in your experience, yeah, you recognise those sounds. Yeah.
This game is a bit of a trauma in my house because when the Nintendo Wii came out, my mother decided, right, it's finally a game console I can play, because she doesn't like the whole PlayStations and stuff. But this was kind of active,
yeah.
And she punched my brother in the face.
Oh, wow!
Which was. One of the best days of my life.
But, I mean, all in the name of sport.
Yeah. And then she played the Nintendo Wii. No, this is during boxing.
Give it a shot.
All right, let's go into the top two of Dave Ranks the Sounds of Different Games in Wii Sports. And it is time for a very relaxing round of golf.
Nice shot.
That's one I actually have heard before.
Yeah.
I've heard the golf one.
Nice
Very
on.
Good.
That was one of my favorites.
Good birdie.
Ones. Good birdie. But it is not number one. I welcome you to first place for Dave Ranks the Sounds of Different Games in Wii Sports. It's one of my favorite sports outside of the Wii and on the Wii. This is tennis. I realise this wasn't one of the best Dave Ranks.
No, I liked it.
There was no like sexy noises, which I like, because normally with tennis you're like bracing yourself.
That's
there
was what no I was noise. Just thinking.
There was no noises I liked, which was really good.
I said,
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I was just going to say.
It's quite nice. No, that's Dave. It wasn't actually in the week.
But did the little squeaky noises, are they meant to replace the sex noises?
No, it's them running. It's them.
What, when it's like bing, boom.
That's the ball.
That's the ball going up and then him hitting the ball.
Not in my experience of tennis. That's not how I play it.
Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed Dave Ranks. And I enjoyed making it. And it makes me want to play Nintendo Wii Sports.
Do you still have that line around?
Yeah, in the attic, I think.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, what's going on?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because that's a question that's asked across offices all week this week. What's going on with you? How was the Christmas? Was it quiet? That's all about the kids, isn't it? What's Christmas now, kids?
It's nice to get back to a bit of normality.
But yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back to a bit of a routine.
I prefer routine.
You know, I couldn't sleep at all. Get into the gym, and do a bit of meal prep. But you know, it was January when you go into Lidl, not a vegetable on the shelf.
Absolutely.
Why don't they do the stock? And the thoughts making the lunches.
Oh, stop. the ice in the car, Roderick.
I have to make this meal for himself and the another one for the kids. Oh, I can't be bothered.
The twins eat nothing. The twins are very...
No, guys, please keep going.
That is a conversation you've had in work in the last week, I guarantee you.
I feel like... I think the Christmas conversations are dragging out a bit more this year. Like, I feel like usually people are like, cut it off. First day at work, you can talk about it and that's it. But no, we've been talking a lot this week about how was the break, etc, etc.
But it's always when you meet someone that you haven't seen yet that you have to start.
Yeah, you have to ask them how was the break, like, and how was the
I just
Christmas.
Go, Happy New Year, and then I walk
that's
away.
That's good, because you're focusing, and I know the reason you're doing that is because you don't want to have the conversation, but what you're actually doing with Happy New Year is looking forward. Mm. Let's move on to what's next. Let's stop looking backwards. Let's look forward.
I was guilty of starting it with someone this morning, Fagan, yeah.
No.
Like, sport reader.
I said, were you over west there over with the break? Yeah.
And no.
And he's talked about the weather and how nice the weather was to get out in the walk.
Were
the
you beaches. Over west?
Yeah, yeah. He's a family in the west of Ireland.
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
When you make it geographical, it means you're a licorice.
It was a bit licorice. I'd say he was even surprised I remembered that.
He's like, how do you know where I live?
The day I say the word quiet when someone says, how's the Christmas? Is the day I retire.
Just quiet.
I was quiet.
I always say it was quiet. Do you know what? It was quiet. It's like, what? You had a quiet Christmas.
What's more younger millennial to say is, it was chilled.
Yeah, it was chilled. Yeah. I 6'7" or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just
low genuinely.
I don't know how to use the jargon, but we're just kind of bringing you some suggestions of alternative conversations you can have with your workplace colleagues. Did you meet anyone famous last year? Do you know? And it could be Marcy Whelan walked past me. While
so hold
I was
on, how
on
does
bus.
That work? So I'm the person, I'm Sharon in the office. How are you, Fiona? How's the Christmas?
I know enough of that, Sharon. Now we've moved on. Come here, tell me, did you meet anyone famous last year? Did you perceive a Paul Mescal?
Like, she's a bit weird, isn't she?
What's really weird is you mentioned Marcy Whelan, because I did nearly die when I met him in a petrol station once.
Did you?
And but it would be probably... in a petrol station.
Yeah.
I like this. This is good.
If it's, yeah, the lower the stakes, the better. Like, I saw Deirdre O'Kane filling up her car and getting a cup of tea at Insomnia. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Keep the stakes.
All right, next
low.
One. Emma, you go. Ask her how the Christmas was.
Fiona, how was the Christmas?
Oh, enough about that. Did you meet anyone famous?
No, I met the next
another one.
One.
Oh, enough about that. What kind of wedding dress do you think Taylor Swift will wear?
Yeah.
You know, grand. Yeah. Fine.
How was the Christmas?
Well, enough about that. Have you fallen for any particularly convincing AI slop this year? What was the worst AI slop you fell for? Did you fall for a baby reciting the whole...
I do like these. Babadook? These are quite good. They're like if a first date goes really bad.
Yeah. Or
I fell
well.
Really badly for an AI thing the other day and I hated myself.
Oh, go on.
It was about a guy whose lion cub was like injured and the mother like brought the cub to him
for love
for
of God.
And then he nursed the cub back to health and the mother was really nice to him and I was like, oh my God. This is AI.
Scientists are stumped.
Pippa genuinely showed me CCTV of animals jumping on a trampoline over Christmas and she was like, look at that, isn't that amazing?
Do you know what I get?
Oh my God, Pippa.
Do you know what I get a lot? A dog at home with a robot hoover and the dog takes a shite on the carpet and the robot hoover goes into the poo
is that
and
surely?
Puts it all. It is AI slop okay. Because there's loads of different variants of it. Mm-hmm. See, it's something everyone wants to talk about.
Any more?
Sorry for mentioning poo. Have you shared your 2025 dump yet?
Mm. Oh,
and
very
if not,
good.
Do you want help with the caption? Mm-hmm. Because people are sharing them a bit slower.
That's
this
good.
Year.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, the rest of these go down a very specific route because they're what I've been thinking about recently.
All okay. Right. Fast round. Fiona, how was the Christmas?
Do you think we'll ever know who the man who slipped on the ice was?
Fair enough. That's a good question. Fiona, how was Christmas?
Can you remember what you were doing in January 2010 when the man slipped on the ice?
Fiona, how was Christmas?
Do you think the man who slipped on the ice remembers he's the man who slipped on the ice? It was the anniversary of that yesterday, so I have questions. Does he want to come forward? What's his incentive? Why? Like, yeah, he could get some merch or whatever,
yeah.
But maybe he has his own successful business and he doesn't want to know.
Fiona, how was the Christmas?
I'm out of them now.
It was quiet.
That's what you want, isn't it?
It's nice to get a bit of normality back.
genuinely buzzing to see what she releases next, because she's putting these teasers on TikTok, and it's obviously the same kind of, what would you say, journey as Where Is My Husband in terms of that sound. Oh, bring it on.
Very she is incredible.
Ray, and where
I had a dream about her last night. I just realised that.
What did you?
Oh my God, yeah, I met her and her sister.
Nice. Does she have a sister?
No idea.
Yeah, she does. I was only reading about her and her sisters the other day, because they're breaking into the music industry, and she's been the one trying to tell them about the whole going independent rather than with the label based on her experience. That's so weird.
Well, she was walking around Drogheda with her sisters, and I said hello.
Oh, that's
ooh,
nice.
Manifesting that.
Ray and Where Is My Husband on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Maybe he's in Drogheda.
Fiona just brought us some New Year conversations to really wrap up any Christmas talk now this week, because, you know, the offices are still filled with now is the Christmas. It's time to wrap it up. So with that in mind, I'm going to just sneak in really fast and bring you the last bit of Christmas content I didn't get a chance to share this week.
Please.
And it is, of course, courtesy of my 6-year-old legendary niece. Her name is Florence. She's from the back and beyonds of County Waterford and has the loveliest country accent. And
she's a real bogger. Like, think of like Down from the Hills.
Yeah.
Type.
Yeah. Thank God.
She's
for
also hilarious and just so entertaining to be around. And I was asked, and it was quite a privileged. She asked me, would I please stay over at their house on Christmas Eve? And ooh, I've been asked now for years from Florence to do
really
this.
She really goes and asks a lot of you, to be fair.
And I've said to my sister in the past, like, no, I'm not staying. Like, that's your own thing. You know, that's a nice night just to be the four of you. And my sister was like, will you please just stay? She won't stop going on about it. So obviously I was there and I was helping with the preparation for Santa and everything. But the other thing I wasn't aware of was the reindeer dust that was needed. And Florence had like quite a plan in place. She was a little bit stressed out about all the jobs she had to do before she went to bed. And she was obviously conscious we had to get to bed soon because Santa was coming, etc. So first up was getting outside to get the reindeer dust put in the grass.
We are going to be sprinkling the reindeer food on the lawn to make a wish.
Okay. On the lawn.
On the lawn. to make a wish. Then stage two was getting the food ready for Santa.
After this, we are going to put out Santa's mince pie and all that.
All that, right? Oh,
a mince pie.
Yeah, and all
very
that.
Very nice. And
but
all
then
that.
The big worry was if we didn't get around to getting all the jobs done, Santa, God forbid, might think that our house was boring.
Oh. If he comes and he has nothing, he'll think this house is just boring.
Yeah, you don't want him to think this house is boring.
Oh no.
If he comes to this house, there's no food.
If he comes and he has nothing, he'll think this house is just boring.
Do you know what? There's a lot of stress around Christmas of being a kid.
Yeah, the stakes are very high.
Really.
Imagine Santa just not stopping, being like, not much crack out there. No reindeer dust.
Like when Florence was going to sleep and I was like, okay, I'll be back in 1 second. I just need to go to the toilet. She was like, you're not allowed.
Oh, right.
Santa won't come if he hears you.
Oh.
Right?
So
held that in. The next morning, as we were all gathering to go down the stairs for the first time, I was really impressed. She was again so wound up and she called her mum and dad, but she first named them
in
those terms because, you know, they weren't taking their steps down the stairs the right way.
Laura and Dave, is it?
Yeah, so it went like this.
Come on, so.
Laura, Emma, Dave, start taking your steps.
There's nothing funnier to me than when a child calls their parents by their first name.
You know you're in trouble then.
Like, honestly, you're not taking your steps. Take your steps down the stairs.
Come on, so.
Laura, Emma, Dave, start taking your steps.
Start taking your steps.
And I like how you're to go ahead of the dad as well.
Yeah.
I love the way we've heard about Florence on this show for 4 years now. And she's not getting any less cute.
She's so iconic.
Yeah, she's class. She's going to be 7 soon, probably too cool for us. Like, I dread the day where she's like, don't play me on the radio.
In a North Dove accent. Yeah.
When she moves to the North Dove at 8.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I saw a tweet there. It was like MAGA is saying that Baron Trump should marry Princess Isabella of Denmark so that Greenland would be given to US as a dowry.
I saw that, but I think it was a jokey one.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. But someone was like, okay, MAGA, locate Denmark in this map. And I was like, I don't even think I could locate Denmark on this map. Do you know where Denmark is?
Okay, he's handing his phone to Fiona.
I know the answer now. Show me where Denmark is.
I can just about tell you where Portugal is.
Show me the screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's not one of these, isn't it?
No.
You can't ask questions. Just point to Denmark on the map and I'll tell you if you're correct.
Is it this one?
That's your answer. Give me this. Emma, point to Denmark on the map.
I feel like it's down here, like North Germany somewhere up there.
Give me point to the actual spot.
Okay, I think that's Amsterdam.
Yeah, you're both wrong. So no one could do Denmark, which is good to know. At least I thought I would be the only person.
Which one is it?
It is directly above Germany. Directly above. It's actually connected to it.
So I was right in what I said, but I pointed at the wrong place.
So those three that I was thinking of are Sweden, Finland and Norway.
You pointed at the Netherlands,
yeah.
Emma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I did say, I think I just put my finger on Amsterdam.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. We do have one more tune coming very shortly on the show.
I'm going to win.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we love that confidence. I was talking on the show yesterday about some strange deliveries I got over Christmas. I got a pair of Ugg boots in the post that I don't know who they're from, and I haven't put them on my feet yet.
Tell me you have an update for me, because this was annoying me.
I don't have an update for that, but there was another thing that happened. Dwayne got me a ring for Christmas, like not an engagement ring, because we're actually already married. just like a ring for Christmas, and it got taken away with the recycling because it was left in the package.
That's sloppy.
They said parcel left in the recycling, but they didn't say parcels, plural. So we retrieved one parcel and not this one, and I think it's gone to the recycling. But we have an update.
We do. Elaine was just in touch on the back of all this feet.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Good morning. I was telling my mum yesterday about Fiona's little predicament that she had with her ring going into the green bin and stuff like that. And my mum is retired now, but she used to work for, she works for Dublin City Council and the recycling and stuff like that. So she's like, if she had contacted her recycling company, I was like, because none of the stuff goes straight into the bin, it goes through a sorting process. Ooh. And they probably would have found, staff normally have to go through it, and they probably would have found the ring, and staff can have it in. So depending on what her company is, if she's with Panda or Greyhound or whatever, you can actually ring them and see if they have actually found the ring. A quick little thing, if Fiona ever felt like she wanted to actually find the ring, and then she'd have two rings.
If she
you never know.
The ring back.
I do want to do that.
That
sounds great. I honestly thought
that.
She was like, I was telling my mum, and she said, well, she's retired now. I thought she was going to say, so I sent her out to have a look at it. Because she's doing nothing else.
It's not that much on. I sent her out for a ring in the bins. That's very good.
Who are you with?
I'm with Greyhound, and I love them.
I love Panda. No, sorry.
No. Greyhound
all
day.
Shout out to Greyhound.
The entirety of my street is Panda, and we're Greyhound.
I love Greyhound. When I moved.
Good customer service, and you want people who are.
If you want your bins collected on time, it's Greyhound.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. If you want to talk to really nice people and who are so accommodating and so sound, you ring Panda for a chat.
Wait, are we just saying bins?
Yeah,
people
bin
are sound.
Best
people to deal with on the phone.
When I moved into my house 3 years ago, and I needed to get a bin, and I rang Greyhound, and we organised it all, and then he went, and hey, Fiona, welcome to the area. I was like, I love you.
New music now. This is new to the Spin playlist.
But I was very emotional when I had to go over all the bills when all my housemates moved out and I had to deal with Panda. They were so nice, made me feel like a real adult by helping me with everything that I needed.
Just imagine how annoyed the city bin company is right now.
Very much not shout out to them.
You're great too. But you're no Greyhound.
All right, he's back. Bruno Mars. Woo. Only this week announced, he just tweeted, my album is done.
APT was his last one, wasn't it?
It was. Probably is on the album somewhere, of course, with Rosé. Here we go. He's also announced a tour. Surprise, we have been ignored, even though he was very happy to play Marley Park a few years ago. I was there, Bruno. No sign of any Irish dates just yet. He is doing two nights in Wembley, though. And this is just the positivity that we all need.
Good start, Bruno.
January. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Bruno Mars, the slickest of them all. This is called I Just Might. Here at Spin. Turn it up. Positivity and slick sexiness from Bruno Mars. It's I Just Might on Spin. That is brand new.
He is
that
back,
was slick
baby.
By you.
That was very
positivity and slick sexiness. That was actually just very well told.
Thanks, Fiona.
Emma Nolan, music reviewer.
Bruno Mars, shake hands emoji. Coming up before 9:30, we got to talk about the explosive episode of The Traitors last night. It was absolutely intense. So we're going to do that before 9:30 this morning.
For now, though, Fiona, I really need your help. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'll just leave then.
This doesn't concern you, David.
I'm going to say that this one goes out to most females, and I'm going to take that risk and go out and women say that will totally be with me on what I'm about to say.
Uh-huh.
We're all feeling pretty jealous because Fiona Frawley will by the tonight have spent quality time, friendly time with Joanne McNally solo. Twice.
Yes.
But use our friends, like.
Well,
oh, this is what upsets me. They're actually our friends.
Like, I can't say we're friends. Like, but we have worked together. Like, I've supported
Joanne's
her.
Joanne's listening and says she's fuming.
No, everyone. I mean, she wouldn't call me a friend. I wouldn't
sure
say
she would.
No, she wouldn't. I mean, I'd love that. Of course, I think she's amazing and I'm obsessed. But like, we are not like meeting up. Let's say, I mean, if you ever want to, Joanne, I would love to. But we've gigged together, and I'm supporting her tonight in the Olympia. Yeah.
Gerard Farley, who?
I know, yes. Yeah, see, Gerard took fall down the stairs. I had nothing to do with that. No.
How are you feeling? That's really exciting.
Yes.
Last time you supported Joanne, she wasn't as big as she is now.
No, she was. It was in her serious Vicker Street run doing about a million Vicker Streets. I remember.
That was the Prosecco Express tour.
Prosecco Express, yeah. I remember she first asked me. She's always been quite pally with Dwayne, actually, because Dwayne's always done her posters and stuff. So they would text a lot, and like, you know,
that's why she's not friends with her.
Whenever, yeah, I know. Back off. But so before the pandemic happened, and I think she had one or two Vicker Street. She had one Vicker Street on sale, and she had someone who was doing support for her. But she asked me, "Do you want to do like 5 minutes at the top?" Which was absolutely huge. I was like, couldn't believe like that. It was just a really huge deal to get in front of her audience. And then the pandemic happened, my therapist ghosted me happened, and all of a sudden she has about 85 Vicker Streets on sale, so there's plenty of support slots to go around. So I ended up doing a full like 20 minute support slot.
That's amazing. Fiona,
yeah. And then when this tour came around, she asked me to do another one, so I'm delighted. And on Wednesday night, because last night I think was her first time doing her new show, Penophile. I'm allowed to say that because it's the name of the show. I know it's not a very radio friendly word, but it was her first time doing that in a month, so she wanted to get it up on its feet in front of a small crowd just to make sure that it was still all good, maybe try some new bits. So she did that at Cherry Comedy. We put on a special show for her on Wednesday night, and she just put that on in front of like 20 girls. It was very intimate.
I need to just, you know, for you it's all normal, you're like, oh, Joanne, she texts me, fella, we put on shows for her whenever she wants and I support her and grant.
But Emma, like, Emma's been a big fan
people,
of
it's
her
like,
for a while.
What do you mean, like, what does she smell like? That's kind of the weird.
She smells amazing.
I've no doubt she does.
She smells like the salmon sperm that she injects under her eyes.
You're so kind, you got me guest list for tonight, because I was trying to get tickets for myself and Emer, and we couldn't get a ticket until March. So I'm going to go again, obviously, with Emer in March, but I'm going tonight. I can't wait. I don't know, like, if you're going to be able to get me backstage or anything. Like, I don't know.
Oh, mother of divine God. I don't think you should get someone backstage. She just asked you how Joanne McNally smells.
I think she'd love
that. There's a couple of things that I've done in the past that, you know, my track record with Joanne isn't great. For example, we're so obsessed with her and we couldn't get a ticket for the Prosecco Express tour when everything was sold out in Vicker Street. Me and two of the girls flew to Brighton.
Stop.
To see her.
So she'd love.
And then obviously I had to message her on Instagram after, being like, hey Joanne, three really sound Irish girls out in Brighton tonight if you fancy a bit of company.
Oh my God.
But she says, she's always said, like, she does meet girls after the show and like, we'll go for a drink.
And she said no.
Oh,
and
right. Then, okay, well, not in that case.
I saw her in a bar there one day about a year and a half ago, and I asked her for a picture. And I just think that's really uncool of me. So maybe, do you think there's any...
I've never seen this picture. Have did you not post it?
I did. It was on my story.
Oh, I don't remember.
She got in the picture with you.
Yeah, she was. She seemed happy to. But then she asked me if I interviewed her that morning, and it wasn't me. It was 98FM.
Oh,
so
well, at least she knew you were in the industry.
Yeah.
So
I just do think.
Did you interview me this morning?
It's like, no, that wasn't me.
That's such a rock star question.
I'm coming in and out of interviews, love. I don't know very much. She's not Australian. Go on.
I just wonder, is it redeemable?
Yes. Of course it is. Sorry, she's not going to... She would love to be asked to be in a picture.
I'm going
to
say no.
And I'd say it just so happened that evening in Brighton that maybe she wasn't free. Because she loves meeting the girls.
In my dreams, like, if I ever did become a friend in years, we're always like tagging each other. So her DM with me reopens that she sees that message from Brighton and goes, I can't be friends with this weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, I've sent her loads of embarrassing DMs.
Okay, good. Worry about it. Nice one. Here's Katy Perry. You're on...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just joined us now after 9 o'clock. You've missed loads of fun.
Loads.
Mm-hmm. Loads. And you can catch up on everything on our podcast over the weekend at any point. It's called Fully Charged, Recharged, wherever you get your podcast.
Before we go for the weekend, though, we must talk about that explosive episode of The Traitors last night.
No, as soon as I hear this song playing, I'm not up to date at all.
Why not? Why didn't you watch
it? I've been gigging and stuff. I was gigging last night and I was at a gig on Wednesday. And sorry, I have to... What are you going to say?
I'm going to talk about last night's episode.
Can I go?
Are you serious?
No, please, I don't want spoilers for The Traitors.
Oh, for God's sake, fine, go on.
Okay, sorry.
Are you leaving the room?
Yeah, is
Callum,
that okay?
Are you leaving as well?
I'm watching with my girlfriend and she we haven't been together for the last couple of days, so I've not seen this week's episodes yet either.
So what do
Must
you want
be
me to
nice
do?
To be so at home.
Not talk about it.
Dave, I want to watch The Traitors from the beginning and I haven't yet, so can I go as well?
For God's sake!
Okay, see you, Dave.
Okay. Okay, so you've all left. Do you know what I'll do? I'll stand over at Emma's. I'm going to stand at Emma's microphone just so that I can end when I need to. Okay, let's talk about The Traitors. Okay, so last night's episode, okay? If you don't know, I'm going to spoil it for you. So there's two traitors that you need to know about for the story I'm going to tell you about. They are Rachel and Fiona, okay? So Amanda is also just another, she's like a faithful, okay? She tells Rachel at some point, this is just a fact, that she's a cop, right? And Rachel is the only person she's going to tell that to, okay? Now, Amanda gets voted off last night, okay? Rachel then gathers everyone and tells them all Amanda was a cop. That's why she was asking these all so many questions. And everyone's like, oh my God, this is absolutely insane. It's good to, you know, finally know why she was asking so many questions and things like that. So, Fiona, who is the other traitor, doesn't believe Rachel. She thinks Rachel is lying about this. She doesn't believe that Amanda would tell Rachel that. She's like, no, I don't believe she took you into a room to tell you that she was a cop. You're lying for your own benefit. And then I think this is the clip. Again, Emma usually does this, but I think this is the clip. Is this the clip? Hold on. They have to come in and help because they specifically don't listen. Is this the clip?
No, that's the clip.
That's the clip. Okay,
can we go again?
Yes, you go again. Okay, so this is the clip.
I believe that Rachel is a traitor. And I also believe that Amanda did not confide in Rachel.
So just keep in mind, they're both traitors, which I think is absolutely insane. So both Fiona and Rachel are traitors and they're fighting. And Fiona said that in front of absolutely everyone. When in fact, when you're a traitor, you have to like take an oath to be like, I will not say when someone else is a traitor, which is absolutely insane. So that was the explosive episode that no one wanted to hear. Well done me for doing this all on my own. Amanda, absolutely fantastic.
You're amazing.
We were all watching you in the window.
Not one of you wanted to be in and listen to.
No. Ooh, well, John, like... John from Today FM said, what's with all the Pat Kennyisms? Because you were doing so much with your hands. You were gesticulating the bejesus out of it.
Well, I think that went very well and you should have heard it. It was fantastic.
I'll listen back. Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Here's Taylor Swift on Spin. Good morning. You're on Spin and welcome on in to One More Tune.
Hey, all right. What's happening?
It's very first outing for 2026. I need to get a few more scores under my belt this year. I haven't been doing very well. I don't think.
You go for bizarre songs though.
I don't know if I do.
No, I think you did. I think I can think of some weeks you did quite well.
Thank you.
There's
thank
two
you.
Of them, but
so,
you know.
Basically, the 2 weeks you did okay. So basically before the end of the show, you're going to pick the song you listening that launches the weekend. Will it be my pick, Dave's pick or Fiona's pick? It's completely up to you. This song's in my head this week because we talked about it earlier this morning on a new game that we've launched on the show. And also earlier in this week, discovered it is 10 years old. I've gone for this. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. It's a long time to get to the hook, but you know where it goes.
I know
it
does who that. Will be voting for that. My mother.
Does she love it?
Loves that song.
Such
that's
a beautiful
cute.
Song. Grania, I need your help then. Drop me a message. It's the Chainsmokers, Halsey and Closer. If you want to hear it in full, you're going to have to throw me a vote. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
Good choice for Emma. I have gone from this. Don't care if me, catch me the way that you do. Still falling for you. Falling, crashing tomorrow. Ellie Goulding, Still Falling For You is a little bit of a rogue choice, but I've heard it on TikTok. I've heard Ellie Goulding on TikTok for a while, and I was like, she has some bangers, including that one.
I was just wondering how it came into your mind, but yeah.
There you go. Still Falling For You. If you want to hear it as the last song of the show, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Very good. I've gone for another song that went 10 years old this year. I've gone for this.
Oh, hello.
I have never heard that song before.
Never heard Formation?
Never.
You've never gotten with your other ladies and gotten in Formation?
Never.
That's sad. You've missed out.
You've never slayed?
No, I don't think so.
You've never swagged?
Oh, I have swagged. Okay, I literally walked out of the studio and Michaela Hayes, who's on from 10, just said, you have some swag about you today, Dave.
Oh, well, there you go. Then you need this to win as well. That is Beyonce and Formation, in case you didn't know, or in case you're David Hammond. If you want to hear that, it is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Just again, I've gone for the Chainsmokers, Halsey, Closer. If you want to hear it in full, Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I have gone for Ellie Goulding and Still Falling For You. Aww. It's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
And I've gone for Beyonce and Formation. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp if you want to hear that one to 087-711-1038.
Get your votes in now, please. We will have the result of one more tune in the next few minutes. But I do want to update you on my poor little dog, Seamus. There might be some conversations or some topics that come up here that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable or a bit squeamish because...
But don't describe it in detail like you did yesterday.
Okay, fine. I'll make it very brief. He was... He got the snipped. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect amount of detail.
Everyone knows for me. I left here and I was like thinking about him. It's so funny how it just be on your mind like constantly. I should have been like, oh my God, I've got a few hours to myself without like feeling like I need to go home and get him out walking and everything straight away.
Yeah.
But no, it was just bothering me, kind of just wanting to check in. So I gave them a ring and, you know, they're so lovely. And it's so gas. My dad's name is Jim, but his family call him Seamus. So when I got Seamus and I wanted to call him Seamus, I was like, Dad, do you find that weird? And he was like, no. But then I was like, rang the vets and I was like, hi, I just want to check in and see how my dog Seamus is doing. He was operated on this morning. They were like, Seamus Nolan.
I love when they say the second name.
It's so cute. I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, he's in great form up there. He's happy out now, Grant. What time will I come in from around 3 o'clock? So I went down at 3 o'clock and I was honestly nervous sitting there. Lads, the bill.
Oh, the bill.
Stop.
The bill.
Why did I just think it would be free for some reason?
It was free for me because Danish was a rescue and they do it for free.
Wow.
I will say that it was 400 euro more than I thought it was.
Oh.
Just 400 euro.
You have to pay it then and there.
Yeah.
Do you take Klarna?
Yeah, honestly, Klarna the snip.
Yeah.
Mate, please.
But as he walked out, come back to me in the excitement, even though he was delirious.
Oh, he was excited, was he?
Yeah.
He little tail wag.
See me. But they also had to do a little procedure on his foot. So he has this beautiful but pathetic looking bandage halfway up his leg. It's blue. So there's double things going on. He's obviously had the snip, but also the leg. The drama. I said to the vet, is he Grant walking that leg? And she was like, yeah, he's fine. No, he hobbled around the house all evening.
Of course.
A little bit of,
ow, my leg, whatever. Obviously, I had to buy him like new bedding and a new teddy for him to arrive home yesterday. So he lay out. Obviously, he was after an anaesthetic. So he was in the eyes were half open, half closed. He was on another planet, to be honest with you. It's going to be tough because he can't be walked for a week because of the paw as well. And she also said to me, the paw bandage can't get wet or else you have to bring him straight back in because of infection.
The weather is horrific.
So I was like, what do I do last night when I used to bring him for a wee?
Yeah.
Put his little Ziploc bag around it.
Literally. Got a sandwich bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the sandwich bag around his foot and then put a hair bubble around that. But I didn't need it anyway because he's such a drama queen. He didn't even put his foot in the ground anyway. He just hobbled around outside.
I bet you he's not. I bet you he's actually in pain. But whenever lads are a little bit sick, girls are always like, you're faking it. You're being dramatic. It's the man flu. He has had a tough day.
He has had
surgery.
Jack came in and was like really upset when he saw him, and Jack was like, he'll be grand, and then Jack came home from work and saw him like spacing out and was like, oh mate. And then I just heard him, he was like, mate, this is brutal, mate. And then he just looked at
him, it's like having a 7-year-old,
and then he looked at him and went, don't worry mate, no one's gonna notice. Oh mate, they still look massive. They still look massive, mate. I swear. From Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
In with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. And that is it. Our first week, all of us.
I'm just looking at the clock here going, are we done?
Yeah. I know, that's mad, isn't it?
That's the first week back to normality.
Can we do it again on Monday?
Well done. We will. We'll be back with you Monday morning when you wake up from 7 a.m. Michaela's got the naughty threesome on the way, kicking off with the Ian Carey project. But for now, the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show, and I can tell you with a whopping 73% of the vote, the other two, you barely got anything. Aww. It's Emma Nolan.
Hey.
Who's last?
You.
Ah.
10 years old this year, this song is. Can you believe it? It's the Chainsmokers, Halsey.
I don't believe it.
And Closer. See you later. Bye.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey. Spring.